Let's read a few scriptures.
希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
从第一节读到第四节。
We will read from verse 1 to verse 4.
让我们大家一起来读。
Let us read together.
所以我们的
Pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away.What if the message spoken by angels was binding, and every violation of disobedience received just punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him. God also testified to him by signs, wonders, and various miracles, and gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will.
他们做见证。这头一句话说的，我们越发郑重所听见的道理。
It tells us that we must pay more careful attention to what we have heard.
这个道理可以翻作事情。
And this, what we have heard, it is the, it's the teaching. To all the things that we have heard.
那么这里所说的事情就知道前面第一章那时候给我们看见。
And these things refers to what it, told us in chapter 1.
前面给我们看见我们的主耶稣他是怎样一个伟大的主。
On one hand, we see that how Jesus was the great one.
另外一方面给我们看见他为我们成不了何等伟大的救恩。
And the other hand, it also indicated to us the great salvation which he has accomplished.
这是这里所说的这件事情。
These are the things that referred in verse 1.
那么这些事情我们都需要郑重的郑重。
And for these things we must pay a careful attention to.
就是不要让它随随便便过去。
Do not let it pass by us lightly.
那么我们再读第三章。
Let's turn to chapter 3.
十二节到第十四节。
We will read from verses 12 to 14.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人分到不信的心，把你们生一阵子气量，总要趁着还有今日，坚定彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
If we hold firmly till the end, the confidence we had at first,
then 在基督里有份，可以翻作有份于基督。
Verse 14 that tells us we have come to share in Christ,
或者是翻作做基督的同伴。
Or it can also be translated as we can be the companion of Christ.
那什么是基督同伴呢?
What is the companion of Christ?
就是那像基督的。
That is those who are like Christ.
要是不像他的话，就没有办法做他同伴。
If we are not like Christ, then we cannot be his companion.
我们若是要成为基督同伴，就是我们需要像基督。
In order to be the companions of Christ, we must be like him.
不是说我们外面的样子像基督。
Not that our physical appearances will be like him.
我们里面的品格像主耶稣。
But our characters within shall be like him.
那这样我们才能和主耶稣一直在一起。
And then we shall be with him forever.
然后成为他的同伴。
And become his companion.
那我们怎样成为基督同伴呢?
How can we become the companions of Christ?
这里说，说若将基督去了这里信心坚持到底，就是基督同伴了。
Here it tells us that we must hold firmly till the end of confidence.Which we had at first.
一件非常重要的事情就是把起初的信心坚持到底。
The one thing that is foremost important is that we must hold the confidence which we had at first.
这样结果我们就会变成基督的同伴。
The end result is that we shall become his companion.
我们再读第六章。
Let's turn to chapter 6.
从第一节读到第六读到第六节。
Verse 1 to verse 6.
Therefore,
let us leave the elementary teachings of Christ and go on to maturity, not laying the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death, and faith in God, instruction about baptism, laying of hands, resurrection,
彻底教训了。
And not permit you, we will do so. It is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted heavenly gifts, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the coming age, if they fall away, to be brought back to repentance. Because to their loss, they are all crucifying the Son of God all over again, subjecting him to public disgrace.
在第九节到十三节。
Let's read from verse 9 to 13.
那十二节。
Verse 9 to 12.
亲爱的，
Even though we speak like this, dear friends, we are confident of better things in your case, things that accompany salvation. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people. Continue to help him.We wanted you to show the same diligence to the very end, in order to make your hope sure. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who, through faith and patience, inherit what has been promised.
在那个第六节啊，这里有一个词需要把它去掉。
In verse 6, there is a term which we need to omit.
要是不把它去掉的话呢，就常常让我们产生困惑。
If we do not omit that word, then it will be confusing.
那个词就是我们中文的那个因为，他们把神的儿子因为两个字，跟英文那个。
And that word only existed in the Chinese translation,、
yeah.
so nothing needs to be omitted.
这里说到，若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了。
Here it says, if they fall away, then we cannot bring them back.
因为他们这样这样。
We cannot bring them back to repentance.
上面上下两句话是连起来的。
It seems like...
上下两句话是连起来的。好像是这样。
It seems like that word connected to both two different thoughts.
把这个因为去掉的话。
I don't have that word.
可能英文是没有了，所以他就翻不出来哈。若是把这因为去掉的话呢，那么就这两句话就分开，就成了两句话，还没有连接起来。
This should really be read as two different sentences.
所以这个好多人读到这里之后呢，就感觉非常的困惑。说的他说，若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了。
If they fall away to be brought back to repentance.
那就是就没有指望了。
They have no hope of bringing back to repentance.
这里意思并不是这样。这里意思乃是说就不能重新懊悔了。
They cannot repent again.
就不必重新懊悔了。或者说不必重新懊悔。
They do not to...be repented,
不能够重新懊悔
or they cannot.
那么我们重新懊悔啊，那就是我们知道我们蒙恩的就接受主做了。
Repentance speaks of our salvation.
那只有一次。
We can only have it once.
就是我们失败了。
When we fail,
我们也不要再回头来了。
We don't have to do it again.
那若是失败的话
，If we fail,
若是我们落下去的话
，If we fall away,
或者是我们落出去的话。
Or if we have totally fallen,
那我们就重新起来就是了。
We just need to get up again.
我们就是再回到正路上面。
We just need to turn back to the right road.
再往前去。
Go on again.
说不必回到开头信主的时候重新来从头来。
We don't need to turn back to the first repentance.
当然有的时候我们很希望这样。
Many times we wish to do so.
真是巴不得这段时间不算了，我再从头来吧，再从头。
We wish that God would not count this period of time that I can start all over again.
但是不需要这样做的。
But we don't need that.
我们也没办法这样做的。
And we cannot do that.
我们既然也得救了。
Since we have been saved.
我们就永远能够得到的就得救。
We will be saved eternally.
神的救恩是永远的救恩。
His salvation is eternal salvation.
所以不是说我们失败了，我们就失去这个救恩了。
It doesn't mean that once we have failed, we have lost this salvation.
那我们失败了，我们再起来。
If we failed, we just get up again.
若滑出去了，我们再回头。
If we slip away, we just come right back.
我们继续不断地向前去。
We continue to go forward.
若是把下面一句话加上去的话呢
If we add the next sentence,
那就很严重了。
It is very severe.
把主耶稣这个名这个钉在重钉十字架。
It tells us that we have crucified the Son of God again. And we shame him publicly.
很严重的一件事。
It is very serious words.
所以这个不能把它连起来。
So we cannot combine the two sentences. These are two separate things.
若是我们滑出去了。
It says, if we do slip away,
it seems
like we have put him on the cross again.
那什么叫做钉十字架?
What does it mean to crucify him again?
十字架那个最大的两个记号，一个就是痛苦，一个叫羞辱。
The two greatest marks of the crucifixion is pain and shame.
然后主耶稣在十字架上，他不仅身体的痛苦。
When Jesus is on the cross, not only he has endured physical pain,
在那个精神上面。
But also his mental,
心灵里面
and in his spirit,
在各方面他都受了痛苦。
He suffered in all areas.
他受了极大的痛苦。
He suffered severe painfulness. This is the cross of Christ.
十字架第二方面就是羞辱。
The second area of the cross is shame.
不仅是从人来的羞辱。
Not only the shame from man,
也是从仇敌来的羞辱。
But also the disgrace from enemy.
所以这是那个十字架的那个记号。
And these are the marks of the cross.
所以这里把主耶稣重钉十字架，当年这件事情啊是不可能发生的。
And here it is impossible for us to re-crucify the Son of God.
今天主耶稣在圣灵里面。
Today Jesus is in the Spirit.
我们没有办法把他重钉在十字架。
We cannot put him back on the cross.
但是我们确实能够叫他受到羞辱。
But we can disgrace him.
我们确实能够叫他受痛苦。
But we can make him suffer.
就好像在十字架上他所忍受的一样。
Just like the ones that he endured on the cross.
若是我们那充满恩地位上落下去了。
If we have fall short about salvation.
若是我们从正路上滑出去了。
If we have fall away from the right way.
那这件事情是让世主非常痛苦的一件事情。
This will cause him great suffering.
也是教主受羞辱的一件事情。
It also disgrace him.
所以虽然在世上我们不能够把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
Even though in reality we cannot crucify him again.
但是在原则上面我们会教主伤心，会教主感觉痛苦。
But in principle we can make him suffer.
这是当然也是当然也是一件非常严肃的事。
And this is a very serious matter.
那么，那我们再读第十章。
Let's turn to chapter 10.
32节。
Verse
32. 到末了。
To the end verse.
啊。你们
Remember those earlier days after you had received the light, when you stood your ground in a great contest in the face of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times you stood side by side with those who were so treated. You sympathized with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property because you know that you yourself had better and lasting possessions. So do not throw away your confidence. You will be richly rewarded. You need to preserve so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what has promised. For in just a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith, and if he shrinks back, I will not please with him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved.
那么这里灵魂呢、啊？不是，这里灵魂就指的魂所了。
And here it talks about the spirit.
我们总要记得我们的得救啊。最少是有三方面的得救。
Our salvation is threefold.
因为我们人呢，这个我们这个人是有三部分。
Because we are made of three parts.
在我们的构造按照我们构造来说，最外面的一部分是我们的身体。
The outer part is our physical body.
就是我们肉我们的四肢白体。
And it's all the members of our body.
这是都能看得见的。
It's something that can be
seen. 那么里面还有一部分就是我们的魂。
And within us, we have an inner part that is the soul.
这个魂呢，就是我们的思想呢，抑制了情感。
And the soul is composed of our thoughts, our emotions.
我们是有思想的。
We have thoughts.
但人看不见。
But man cannot see
them. 我们是有喜怒哀乐的。
We have emotions.
这个人也不知道。
And people do not realize.
我们也是这个有意见和主张的。
We also have our opinions.
那么这个就是我们的魂。
And this is what the soul consists of.
那这个魂是很重要啊。
The soul is very important.
实在说，那个代表我们这个人，代表我们人呢，还不在于我们外面的身体。
Our physical body really doesn't represent us.
代表我们这个人的乃是我们的魂。
But our soul truly represents us.
那么这个人魂是怎样一个人？
However your soul is,
他的思想怎样
？However the way you think,
他的情感如何
？And your emotions.
这个人到底他的这个意志是不是刚强
？And do you have a strong will?
还是软弱
？Or you are weak.
那真正代表我们乃是我们的魂。
What it truly represents us is our soul.
那么在我们魂的最深处
，And in the depths of our soul,
还有一部分
，There is the third part.
那就是我们的灵
，Which is our spirit.
而这个灵呢，是世上人呢他们所不知道的。
And this spirit is unknown to the people of this world.
他们也不承认。
And they do not confess to the spirit.
为什么他们有这灵而不知道呢
？Why do they have spirit yet they do not know?
因为自从人犯罪之后。
Because since the fallen of man,
人的灵呢已经死掉了。
The spirit is dead.
不是说明你本身的不存在的。
It doesn't mean that spirit itself no longer exists.
灵还在那个地方。
The spirit is still there.
不过灵的功用啊，那完全失掉了。
But the function of the spirit has been lost.
就好像我们有眼睛看不见了。
Just like for example, we have eyes yet cannot see.
眼睛还在那里，但是眼睛功用失掉了。
We still have the eye, but the function of the eye has been lost.
那我们的灵啊，它也有它的功用的。
The spirit also has its function.
比方说我们灵有功用，能认识神。
For example, one of the functions is the spirit will know God.
这是我们灵的功用。
This is the function of the spirit.
它是和神有关系的。
It is related to the God.
和神有能够有接触的。
It can comprehend God.
所以我们灵啊，能够认识神。
Therefore, our spirit will know God.
这个认识不是那个知识的认识。
And this knowing is not a knowledge of mind.
这个认识乃是里面的经历的认识。
But it's experience of the inner self.
乃是里面那个真实的认识。
It is a true knowledge.
我们怎么认识神呢
？How do we know God?
我们怎么知道有神呢
？How do we know that God exists?
因为我们灵里头有个直觉。
Because we can sense it in our spirit.
使我们能够接触到这位神。
We can touch this God.
所以我们知道神是活的。
Therefore, we know that God is living.
神是真实的。
That He is true.
那么灵的还有功用呢，就是能够和神有交通。
The other function of the spirit is that it can fellowship with God.
和神呢有来往。
It can have relationship with God.
还有功用呢
？Another function of the spirit.
那就是良心。
It is conscience.
它能够把那个神的那个感觉呀、啊，能够照在我们里面。
It would reveal to us God's will.
给我们看见什么是神所喜欢的。
It will reveal to us what God desires.
让我们看见什么是神所厌弃的。
And what displeases the Lord.
这是灵的功用。
These are the functions of the spirit.
那么自从人失败之后。
And since the fallen of man.
那么终于进到人里面来了。
Sin had entered in us.
我们里头灵的功用就失掉了。
And we lost the function of the spirit.
所以人渐渐的人就不要说不认识神。
And gradually, men do not know God.
渐渐的也都不相信神的存在呀。
And gradually, they reject the thought that God.
不知道有一位神。
They don't know that God is here.
因为那个灵的功用失掉了。
Because they lost the.
当然也不能和神有交通了。
Of course, they can't have fellowship with God.
那甚至良心里头那个感觉是麻木了。
Even their conscience is numb.
那不晓得什么是说是神喜欢，也不知道什么神不喜欢的。
They don't know what God desires and what He displeases.
那个神的心意啊，没办法这种良心那儿透出来的。
And God's will cannot be revealed through our conscience.
所以，因为灵的功用失掉了，世人呢，他就不承认了自己不承认有灵。
It is because we have lost the function of the spirit, therefore they denounce that the spirit exists.
我们是有了三部分呐。
In reality, when God first created us, we had these three parts.
我们蒙恩得救的时候。
And after we are saved,
接受到主耶稣。
We have accepted Jesus.
圣灵就进到我们里面来了。
The Holy Spirit entered into us.
当圣灵带着神的生命在进到我们灵的里面。
When the Holy Spirit entered into us, with the life of God.
我们灵就一接触的时候。
And it touches our spirit.
我们里头灵啊就活起来了。
And our spirit revived again.
那灵的功用就恢复了。
And we restored the function.
所以我们信主，我们知道有神。
After we believe in God, we know that God is.
我们也认识我们的神是怎样一位神。
We also know our God.
那这个和我们从前那个人都不一样了。
It is different than the old self.
我们能和神有交通。
We can once again have fellowship.
我们也能够知道那个什么神所喜欢的。
We also know what pleases the Lord.
什么是神所不喜欢的。
And what displeases Him.
我们灵活过来了。
Our spirit lives again.
所以，当我们接受主的时候。
And after we accepted the Lord,
圣灵呢带到这里，生命进到我们灵里面。
The Holy Spirit entered into us with the life of God.
我们灵就活了。
Our spirit is alive.
我们灵啊就成了一个新的灵。
Our spirit becomes a new spirit.
这个灵啊就得到拯救了。
And this spirit has been saved.
但是我们的思想、意志、情感呢？
But what about our emotions and our thoughts?
还没有得到拯救。
It has not received salvation.
那我们的身体呢？
What about our body?
还是个被朽坏的身体。
It is still the corruptible body.
还是一个软弱的身体。
It is still a weak body.
还是会生病。
We will still be sick.
还是会朽坏的。
It is still perishable.
这个身体啊，还没有得到拯救。
The body has not received salvation.
所以一个蒙恩得救的人。
So for a person who has been saved,
乃是在灵里头得到的拯救。
It is a person who has been saved in spirit.
魂里面还没有得到拯救。
We have not yet received our salvation in our soul.
还没有得到拯救。
Nor our body.
那什么时候我们身体才能得到拯救呢？
When will our body receive salvation?
那是到了有一天主耶稣来的时候。
It is when Jesus comes again.
直到主耶稣来的时候。
Until he comes again.
那个时候我们看见了主耶稣基督。
That day we shall see our Jesus Christ.
我们整个人都改变了。
Our whole being shall be changed.
他就照着叫万有恢复自己大能。
According to his almighty power.
把我们身体改变了。
He will change us.
使我们这个卑贱身体成了荣耀的身体。
So the corrupt body will become a glorious body.
我们这个必死的身体成了一个不死的身体。
And a dying body becomes an imperishable body.
那个时候我们的身体完全像主耶稣就那个复活之后所身体一样。
At that time, our body will be like the resurrected body of Jesus Christ.
再也不会朽坏。
We will not be
corrupted. 再也不会死亡。
We will not see death.
再也没有软弱。
And there is no weakness.
再也没有疾病。
There's no
sickness. 我们身体得到拯救了。
Our body shall be saved.
所以我们一看见主。
When we see the Lord.
我们的身体就改变了。
Our body shall transform.
我们就像主耶稣基督一样。
And we will be like Jesus Christ.
那我们的魂是怎么办呢？
What about our soul?
这是最麻烦的一件事情。
It is most difficult one.
我们信主耶稣的时候啊。
When we believe in Christ.
这么一信呢，我们灵就得救了。
Believe and our spirit is saved.
非常简单。
Very easy.
那等到主耶稣来的时候，
so、when Jesus comes,
我们一看，我们身体就得救了。
We see him, our body is saved.
也非常容易。
Very simple.
这个魂得救啊，很难很难。
But for our soul to be saved is very difficult.
这个魂得救需要这么一生之久的时间。
It takes all life long.
所以当我们弟兄说，我们千万不要过四十年。
When our brother mentioned, don't wait for 40 years to cross the river Jordan.
我想说，这四十年我们完全。完完全全过了约旦河呀，那已经很不错了。
But I think if after 40 years we can truly cross the River Jordan, that would be very incredible.
已经有的弟兄姊妹得救40年了。
Some brothers and sisters have been saved for 40 years.
可能有的人已经得救已经50年了。
Maybe some of 50 years.
但是现在还是活在肉体里面。
But now they still live in flesh.
还是活在自己里面。
They still live within themselves.
这个还没有过约旦河。
They haven't crossed over the River Jordan.
40年。并不算太长。
Therefore, 40 years is not too long.
当我们盼望主缩短这个日子。
But we ask the Lord to shorten the day.
但是无论如何。
No matter what.
我们这个魂得救。
For our soul to be saved.
使我们的老自己完全被埋葬约旦河里面。
To totally bury the old self in the river of Jordan.
我们从一个那个和主耶稣一同复活。
That we can be resurrected with the Lord. That we allow him to totally live through us.
那个是需要很长一段时间。
That takes a long time.
所以这里所说的这个这个第就是这里所说的这个以致信心乃是有信心以致灵魂得救乃至的魂得救说的。
Here verse 39 says that we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved. It talks about our soul being saved.
我们的魂得救不仅是借着信心。
Our soul are saved not only by faith.
许多时候也借着苦难。
Many times are also through suffering.
弟兄们，为什么我们得救之后？
And why after we are saved?
一面我们欢喜快乐。
On one hand we rejoice.
主耶稣拯救了我们。
That Jesus has saved us.
另外一方面。
On the other hand,
我们还有许多的苦难，
we still have a lot of suffering,
许多的难处，
many difficulties,
许多的试炼，
and many trials.
为什么这些难处会临到我们身上？
Why we have to endure suffering?
为什么主许可这么多难处，那个临到我们身上？
Why did God allow these things to happen to us?
弟兄姊妹，有一个最大的原因，
the one reason,
借着这些难处来拯救我们的魂。
That through these sufferings, that all souls shall be saved.
叫我们的己啊，能够越过越减少。
That our self can be less than less.
让主的恩典在这越过越增加。
And we see the growth of the grace of God.
若是没有痛苦。
Without suffering.
若是没有打击的话。
Without persecution.
我们的肉体啊是很强很大的。
Our flesh remains strong.
我们没有办法在那里试探。那个衰弱下去。
We cannot weaken our flesh.
所以他就常常借着环境的打击。
So God often allows the environment to train us.
叫我们的肉体减少了。
In order to take away our flesh.
而叫我们里头增加了。
So that God can grow within.
使我们的魂渐渐的越过越得到拯救。
Gradually our soul shall be saved.
对不起，我这个说的太多了，我再读一次圣经。
Let's turn to the next scripture.
第十二。
Chapter 12.
第十二章，十五节，到十七节。
Chapter 12, verse 15 to 17.
又要谨慎。
See to it that no one misses the grace of God. That no bitter roots grows up to cause trouble and defile many. See that no one is sexually immoral, or is violent like Esau, who for a single meal sold his.Afterward, as you know, when he wanted to inherit his blessing, he was rejected. He could bring about no change of mind, though he sought the blessing that he
received.
Here he gave us a warning. That we need to be careful not to miss the grace of God. If we miss the grace of God, then we will see three results. One of them, we will see the growth of the bitter root. And the second one, we will sin.
罪当中最大的罪就是淫乱的罪。
And the greatest sin of all is sexual immoral. This is the most serious sin.
在旧约里头，许多的罪都可以献赎罪祭、赎钱祭。
There are many sins described in the Old Testament that you can offer a burnt offering.
只有淫乱的罪不能够献赎罪。
Only sexual immorality you cannot.
不能够献赎钱祭。
You cannot offer burnt offerings.
所以这是非常
sin offerings.
严重一件事情。
Therefore, it is a very serious sin.
失去主的恩典的话，
if you miss the grace of God,
可能有这些的情形会产生出来。
These things might result.
第三方面，
third one,
就是贪恋世俗。
That we will be, we will greed after the world.
可能失去了神的恩典。
We miss the grace of God.
我们就软弱。
We will be weak.
我们就会受世界的影响。
And it will be very easy for us to be tempted by the world.
被世俗所迷惑。
And be confused by this world.
今天我们能够站住。
Today we can stand firm.
我们的心能够那样爱主。
Our heart can love the Lord.
能够那样向到主。
We can turn to Him.
像弟兄所选的诗歌，我们把我们一切都奉献给主。
Like the hymn our brother has selected that we can offer all to God.
不仅是我们所口中所唱的。
It is not what we sing without
mouth,
but it's also our wish.
弟兄对我们能够这样。
In order to be like that,
不是我们比别人强。
It is not that we are better than any other, but it is because the grace of God. When we live in the grace of God,
看见我们就是那样的爱神。
We will see that we will love Him naturally.
世界就不能引诱我们。
And the world cannot tempt us.
不能够迷惑我们。
And cannot mislead us.
若是我们失掉神的恩典的话。
If we miss the grace of God,
我们像别人一样软弱。
We would just be as weak as others.
所以不要那个去定别人的罪。
So do not condemn others.
那个自高自大。
And do not be proud.
我们今天所有的一切都在于神的恩典。
Today all that we have is because of the grace of God.
什么时候神的恩典一切少了？
Whenever we are lacking with the grace of God, we shall fall. We will just be like others. Maybe even worse. Therefore, we need to be careful.
今天我们所读的圣经。
These are all the scripture for this morning.
这时间实在非常短。
I see the time is truly short.
读完了，时间就到了。
Almost just after reading the scripture, the time is up.
这个还是尽量的能够讲一点吧。
I hope I can still share some.
我们知道希伯来书它最终极的目的乃是呼召我们要往前去。
We know the central thought of the book of Hebrew is to call us to go forward.
使我们能够长大成人。
And so that we can grow into maturity.
让我们能够有基督长成的身量。
That we will have the statue of Christ.
这是希伯来书的目的。
This is the purpose of this book.
这一卷书主要的为了来呼召我们。
And this book continues to call on us.
要我们继续不断地向前。
Go forth.
不要停留下来。
Do not stay here.
让我们有属灵的长进。
Have spiritual growth.
好叫我们能够长大成人。
So that we can grow up.
弟兄姊妹，这也是神的心意。
But sister, this is also the will of God.
不仅拯救了我们。
God not only saved us.
神乃是喜欢我们长大成人。
But He desires for us to grow into maturity.
他的心意就是让我们能够长进到一个地步。
His will is for us to grow up.
完全像主耶稣基督。
So that we will just be like Christ.
那一个长子是怎样？
And how the firstborn is.
我们的众子也是怎样？
And all the many sons are the same.
不是要开幼稚园。
God doesn't want to have a kindergarten.
把许多人拯救了，都像小孩子一样。
He doesn't want to save many people and just gather them there.
要一个建立一个家庭。
But he wants to build up a family.
这个家庭叫他的心得的满足。
And this family will please his heart.
让他的心得的安息。
It's a family which he can rest in.
弟兄们，若这个家的孩子们都是像小孩子一样
，If this household is full of kids，
天天吵吵闹闹的
，Every day we just hear noise，
这个家实在不像神的家。
Then it's not like the house of God。
那神是没法住得下去的。
And God cannot stay there。
不能够叫神得的满足。
He cannot satisfy his heart。
如此有个真实的家
，If he truly has a household，
让他能得到安息
，Then he can be peaceful。
让他能得到满足
，And he can rest。
让他能够把自己的发表出来
，Then he can totally express himself。
我们必须要。长大成人
Then we must grow up.
长成基督的身量
We must grow into the statue of Christ.
才能够得到这样一个家
Then God can obtain his household.
所以写这一卷书的弟兄
And the brother who wrote this book
借着圣灵来呼召我们
And he called unto us through the Spirit.
往前去
So that we can go forward.
要我们有属灵长进
That we will have spiritual growth.
要我们一直在长大
We will continue to grow up.
叫我们能像主耶稣基督。
So we can be like Jesus Christ.
这是他这卷书主要的目的。
This is the purpose of this book.
那我们已经说过，那么这个，我们怎样才能够往前？
We mentioned before how we can go forward.
我们怎样才能够长大成人？
How we can grow into maturity.
他给我们看见，只有一个秘诀。
He showed us there's only one secret.
这个秘诀虽然很简单。
The secret is very simple.
但是却非常重要的。
But it's very important.
若是我们在属灵道路上一直在向前。
If we continue to go forth in spiritual life.
若是我们能够有属灵长进。
If we want to have spiritual growth.
若是我们要长大成人的话。
If we want to grow up into maturity.
有一个秘诀。
There is one secret.
这个秘诀就第三章告诉我们的。
And that is in chapter 3.
这个秘诀是什么呢？
And what is it?
想弟兄姊妹或许还能记得
Maybe you still remember
这个秘诀叫思想耶稣
That is to consider Christ
同蒙天召圣洁弟兄们
Therefore holy brothers
你们要思想耶稣
Fix your thoughts on Jesus
这位耶稣是怎样的一位耶稣
And how does Jesus
这位耶稣乃是神的使者
And this Jesus is the messenger of God
这位耶稣乃是我们的大祭司
Is the apostle and the high priest
用简单的话来说要思想耶稣
In simple words, we need to fix our thoughts on Jesus. Fix our thoughts on Him daily.
当然，就是思想耶稣啊。
And to fix our thoughts on Him.
里头包含着要注视主耶稣。
Also tells us that we need to fix our eyes.
我把我的眼睛要放在主耶稣身上。
We need to focus our eyes.
那我们才能够思想主耶稣。
Then we can think about Him.
若是我们不注视主耶稣的话
，If we do not look at Him,
我们就没办法思想主耶稣。
There's no way for us to think about Him.
你眼睛看什么
？Whatever your eyes focus on.
你思想让人想什么？
That is what your thoughts are.
所以，这个思想那是包括的，我们要注视主耶稣。
Therefore, fix your thoughts also included. Fix your eyes.
也包括着要跟随主耶稣。
It also included we need to follow him.
也包括着要顺服主耶稣。
It also included that we need to be obedient.
好像罗马书第八章说到要思念圣灵。
Just like Romans chapter 8 says, fix your thoughts on the Spirit.
思念圣灵就是要跟随圣灵。
And you need to follow the Spirit.
思念圣灵就需要在。当然体贴圣灵。
And fix your thought on the spirit so you can.
需要当然顺服圣灵。
You need to be obedient to the spirit.
所以这个都包括在思想耶稣上。
These are all incorporated in the fiction.
如果是我们不跟随他的话，
if we do not follow him,
那自然呢，我们就把他忘掉了。
Gradually we will forget.
如果是我们不顺服他的话呢，
if we're not obedient to him,
自然而然呢，我们对他也没有兴趣了。
Naturally we will lose our interest in him.
所以我们要思想耶稣。
Therefore we need to fix our thoughts on him.
不去看别的东西。
And let our eyes not focus on others.
你不要看许多的失败。
Don't look at your failures.
也不要看许多的环境。
Don't look at your environment.
也不要看许多难处。
Don't look at your problems.
让我们眼睛一直注视在主的身上。
But focus your eyes upon Jesus Christ.
要思想耶稣。
So we can
think about him. 那么这位耶稣是怎样的一位耶稣呢？
And how is this Jesus like?
他是神的使者。
He is the apostle of God.
就是神所差遣来的。
He is sent by God.
神差遣来做什么事情呢？
What is he doing
here? 那是我们救恩的元帅。
He is to be the author of our salvation.
他是来率领我们的。
He comes and leads us.
是我们的元帅。
He is our captain.
他来率领我们做什么事情呢？
What is he leading us?
要把我们带到荣耀里面。
He wants to guide us into glory.
使我们能够那个长成他的身量。
So that we can grow into his stature.
能够显出那个他的荣耀来。
We can reveal his glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们要思念耶稣。
But sister, we need to fix our thoughts on him.
因为是他是我们的元帅。
Because he is our captain.
是他来带领我们。
It is him that comes
to us. 我们的眼睛一直注视在他身上。
When we fix our eyes on him.
我们跟随他的带领。
When we follow his guidance,
我们顺服他的命令，
we obey to his command.
就自然而然的，他把我们带到荣耀里面去了。
And naturally, he will lead us into glory.
自然而然，他就使我们能够长大成人。
And we will grow into his maturity.
使我们能够继续不断往前去了。
And we can go forward.
所以思念耶稣是很重要一件事。
Therefore, it is important to fix our thoughts on Jesus.
那么这位主耶稣，他也是我们的大祭司。
And this Jesus is also our high priest.
那大祭司呢，乃是来供应我们。
High priest is one that provides to us for our needs. One that supports us.
来安慰我们。
One that comforts us.
来加给我们力量的。
And adds strength to us.
我们不仅是需要这个元帅来带领我们。
We not only need a captain to lead us.
像我们弟兄所说的，这条路我们从来都没有走过的。
Like our brother had mentioned that we have never been this way before.
我们需要人带领。
We need people to guide us.
在约书亚那个时候啊。
And during Joshua's time.
还不是约书亚来带领他们。
It is not Joshua that guides
them. 你知道他们就看着有一个人。
You know that they saw a person.
这个人手里有拿着一把刀。
And he has a sword in his hand.
约书亚看见他的时候啊。
When Joshua saw him.
那么就说你到底是帮助我们的呢？
And Joshua said, "Are you for us?"
你还是帮助我们敌人的呢？
Or you for our enemy?
那么这个人说不是的。
And this person said, "No."
那换句话说，我不是帮助你们的。
In other words, he said, "I'm not for you."
我也不是帮助你们敌人的。
Nor for your enemy.
那么你是帮助谁的呢？
Then who are you for?
我乃是耶和华军队的元帅。
I am the captain of the army.
我来做元帅。
I came to be.
我来率领你们。
I came to guide
you. 因为这条路你们从来都没有走过。
Because this is the way which you have
never
been.
你们来跟随我。
You just come follow me.
弟兄姊妹，这位元帅。
And this captain,
我们的主耶稣是来率领我们。
It's our Jesus Christ who came to guide us.
不仅把我们带到迦南美地，
He will guide us into the land of Canaan.
也叫我们过得胜的生活。
He will also lead us in a victorious life.
承受那个神的产业。
That we can inherit His inheritance.
达到那个神的目的。
And reach God's purpose.
主耶稣是位元帅。
Jesus Christ is our captain.
有了元帅之后，
And after we have this captain,
我们还需要能力。
We still need strength.
若是没有能力，
Without strength.
若是没有供应的话呢？
Without a provision.
我们还是跟也跟不上去的。
We still cannot follow.
感谢赞美主。
We thank the Lord.
主耶稣是我们的元帅。
Jesus is our captain.
他来率领我们。
He comes to guide us.
主耶稣也是我们大祭司。
It is also our high priest.
来供应我们。
One that provides.
我再提醒一弟兄这么一下。
Let me remind the.
那么这位大祭司啊。
And this high priest,
同一方面说他是慈悲忠心的大祭司。
First tells us that he is faithful.
他是那样的爱我们。
He truly loves us.
那样体恤我们。
He knows our needs.
那样同情我们。
He sympathizes with us.
所以你不需要害怕他的。
Therefore, you don't need to be afraid of him. Because he truly loves you.
他是非常的同情你。
He sympathizes with your needs.
他知道你的软弱。
He knows your weakness.
他知道你胜过这些试探。
He knows you cannot overcome these temptations.
他能够同情我们。
He has sympathies with us.
因为他自己曾到地上来过。
And because he was one here.
他自己成为一个人。
He was a man.
他也在许多事上受过试探。
And he also was tempted in many things.
所以他能够同情我们这许多软弱的人。
Therefore he has mercy on us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要怕我们的软弱。
We don't need to be afraid about.
我们也不要怕我们的那个我们的失败。
We don't need to be afraid about failure.
我们来告诉他。
We just come to
tell him. 他是我们的大祭司。
He is our high priest.
他同情我们。
He sympathizes with us.
他也扶持我们。
He also strengthens us.
他也供应我们。
He also provides to us.
那么他也加给我们力量。
He also gives us strength.
那这里说到他是升入高天的那个尊荣大祭司。
Here it says that he was the high priest that ascended into high.
换句话说，这条路他已经走过了。
In other words, he has already taken the path.
所有的路他都经过了。
He has endured all the suffering.
一切试探当中，他完全得胜了。
And he has overcome all temptation.
所以他才能升入高天。
Therefore, he can ascend into high.
能够坐在神的右边。
And be seated at the right hand of God.
他是能够得胜的主耶稣基督。
He is the overcoming Jesus Christ.
弟兄们，我们尽管坦然无惧到他跟前来。
And we can just come to him boldly.
把你的失败告诉他。
Tell him your
把你的软弱告诉他。
Tell him your weakness.
把你的需要在告诉他。
Tell him your need.
他不仅是爱我们，同情我们。
He not only loves us,
他也能供应我们。
And have mercy on us.
能够加给我们力量。
He can also provide for us.
使我们靠着他，能够过得胜的生活。
And by him we can also live a triumphant life.
这位元帅，这位祭司。
And this high priest.
他也是。只能够拯救到底的大祭司。
He can also save us so much.
因为他天天在父的面前，在天上，在父的面前为我们祷告。
Because he intercedes for us before the Father daily.
那你说光祷告有什么用处呢？
So what is the use just to pray?
实际来帮助我们，那才有用。
It is more useful if he can help us.
弟兄们，不要轻看主的祷告。
Do not look lightly upon the prayer.
那个主的祷告，那是最对我们最需要的。
And the prayer of the Lord is what we needed most.
我们的神听他的，听他的，听我们大祭司祷告。
Because our God will listen to the prayer.
当主耶稣祷告的时候
，When Jesus prayed,
神就把生命在赐下来了。
And he, God gave us life.
神就把能力在赐下来了。
God will send down strength.
神就把拯救在赐下来了。
He will send down salvation.
弟兄姊妹，神所有这供应
，And all the provisions of God.
神所有丰富
，All the abundance.
都是借着主耶稣祷告来带给我们的。
Come to us through the prayer of Jesus Christ.
祷告是何等有大的功效。
Therefore, his prayer is so effective.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Friends, sisters.
我们就天天我们祷告。
Our Lord pray for us daily.
你说那么多的人，千千万万的人。
He said there are millions of people.
恐怕他就早就把我忘记了。
Maybe he has forgotten about me.
但是你不要害怕。
You don't need to worry.
弟兄姊妹，在我们有经验的人都知道。
For all of us who have experience.
好像主耶稣在他心里头没有任何人一样。
It seems like there's no other person in the heart of God.
只有我们这一个人。
Except myself.
他就是这样顾念我们。
He cares for me so much.
他就是这样的关心我们。
He loves me so much.
不要说大事他关心。
Not only in great things,
连最小的事情
even in the smallest thing,
他都关心
he still cares,
他都顾到的
he's still mindful of those.
我们的主耶稣是何等的慈爱
How lovely, how loyal.
实在是没有限量啊
He is unlimited.
长远的活着
He's lived forever.
为我们祈求
and intercedes for us.
所以他能够拯救我们到底
Therefore, he can save us for the end.
靠着他来到神面前的人
and all those who come to God before him,
都能拯救到底
He can save them till the end.
这是我们大祭司。
This is our high priest.
所以我们要思想这个大祭司。
We need to focus on
God. 无论有多少软弱，
你
思想我们大祭司。
You just focus your thoughts on him.
他同情我们。
He loves us.
所以不要害怕。无论有什么难处。
No matter what problems.
不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
他已经得胜了。
He is victorious.
他完全得胜了。
Totally victorious.
他能供应我们。
And he can supply
us. 无论有什么事情。
No matter what you encounter,
到他的面前来。
Do not be afraid to come to him.
他要替我们祷告。
He shall pray for us.
要把神的解答带给我们。
And he will bring the answers of God to us.
要把神的丰富带给我们。
He will bring the riches of God to us.
他能够拯救我们到底。
He shall save us till the end.
亲爱的兄弟们。
Friends, sisters.
我们要思想耶稣。
Fix your thoughts on Jesus.
我们要跟随他。
Follow him.
那这是我们那个长进的秘诀。
And this is the secret of our growth.
不要靠自己。
Don't rely upon yourself.
要思想耶稣。
Fix your thoughts.
要跟随耶稣。
Follow him.
要注视耶稣。
Focus your eyes on him.
要依靠耶稣。
And rely upon him.
亲爱的兄弟们，我想到这时候实在是何等的喜乐。
When we consider this, we are so
joyful. 我们的主耶稣基督。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
实在是我们一切的一切。
He is our all to all.
没有一个难处不能解决的。
There's not a problem that he
没有一个需要他不能供应的。
There's not a need that he cannot provide.
没有一个软弱他不能同情的。
There's not a weakness that he cannot have compassion with.
太好了。
He is truly too good.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
把儿子给了我们。
That he has given us his son.
做我们的元帅。
To become our captain.
也做大祭司。
And to become our high priest.
思想他。
But consider him.
我们要依靠他。
And rely upon him.
那这样他要把我们带到荣耀里。
This way he will bring us into glory.
不是我们呢。
Not that we're able.
那是他呢。
But he is able.
不是我们会。
Not that we know how. But he knows.
不是我们知道这条道路。
Not that we know the way.
他知道。
But he knows the way.
就把我们整个那个交托给他。
We just need to surrender our all to him.
他是我们大祭司。
He is our high priest.
有弟兄说呀，他的肩膀非常宽大。
The brother said that he has a broad shoulder.
千千万蒙恩得救人都担负在他肩膀上。
All those who are saved, he carries them on his shoulder.
他负每一个人的责任。
He is responsible for every one of us.
他心里头也怀念着每一个蒙恩得救人。
He also cares for all of us in his heart.
那么今天我们要讲到。
And today what we want to talk about.
在这条路上，所遇的所有的危机。
That all the dangers we shall encounter on this road. When we walk on this way, we follow him. And we go forward.
那有什么危险呢？
What dangers will we encounter?
我们有什么陷阱呢？
What traps will we encounter?
或者我们会碰到什么样的难处呢？
What problems will we
encounter? 那什么难，什么东西是我们最大的危机呢？
And what is our greatest crisis?
要知道这件事。
We must know these things.
那么头一个危险。
The first danger,
就是第二章告诉我们的。
It's in chapter two.
就是，可以用这样的话说呀，是这个飘来飘去的危险。
Is the danger of being drift about?
他说你们当郑重听你们所听见的这些事情。
He says we must pay more attention.
Yeah.
Show us this captain.
我们不要听了之后就忘掉了。
Don't just hear it and then forget about.
我们要郑重我们听见的这些事。
Pay attention to what you have heard.
免得我们随流逝去。
So that we will not drift away.
若是我们不注意。
If we're not careful.
若是我们不郑重。
If we're not
careful. 若是我们在那里马虎的话。
If we're careless.
很可能我们就随流逝去。
We will drift away.
这实在是个很大的危险。
And this is a great danger.
那什么叫做随流逝去呢？
What does it mean to be drift away?
尼陀生弟兄啊，那他就告诉我们说。
And Brother Watchmany had told us.
他的这个字有两个意思。
He says this word had two meanings.
头一个意思就漏掉。
One is to leak away.
那么第二个意思呢，就是飘出去。
And the other is just float away.
当然，最主要的还是在飘出去了。
And the most important one is still floating away.
那么其中也包含着漏掉。
And also included.
若是我们不郑重所听见的。
If we do not pay attention to what we have heard.
我们就会把所听见漏掉了。
We would all the words we have heard will leak away.
有没有时间来考弟兄姊妹
？This morning I don't have time to test.
我要考你们一下，那上一次我讲什么
？I want to quiz you what I shared with you last time.
那你们都忘掉了。
You probably have all forgotten.
那么我们中间说，他六个礼拜那个还没有过约旦河。
And brother Philip said for 6 weeks we have not crossed over the River Jordan.
那么他恐怕弟兄姊妹都忘记了。
And brothers probably have forgotten about that.
从前六个礼拜以前讲什么话
？What he had talked to us about 6 weeks ago.
弟兄姊妹，我们很容易漏掉。
Brothers, sisters, it's so easy for us to
对我们自己事情不容易漏掉的。
To miss out on all these.
对我们自己事情不容易漏掉。
For our personal things, we will not forget.
我们的孩子几岁了
？How old our children are?
某年某月某日生日。
When was their birthday?
我记得清清楚楚。
We remembered every detail.
都会忘掉。
We will not forget.
但是对我们所听得到呢
？But what about the message which we have heard?
忘记了。
Forgot.
不要说六个礼拜。
Not only 6 weeks ago.
有些时候啊，恐怕我们上午听得到之后
，Maybe we hear in the morning.
下午问一问呢
？In the afternoon, I encourage you. We forgotten.
我们常常试试看。
You can try it.
我说今天早上讲什么道呢
？I would ask what we share this morning.
啊，想不起来了。
forgot.
忘记了。
I forgot.
弟兄姊妹，不是讲道讲的不好。
But it's not that the message is not good.
不要怪我们讲道的人。
Don't blame on the speaker.
我们很容易把主的话漏掉。
But it's so easy for us to miss out on the word of God.
都记得清清楚楚的。
We can remember everything.
当然是对主的话也漏掉了。
But for the word of God, we're careless.
为什么缘故我们会漏掉呢
？Why is it so?
为什么我家产不会忘记呢
？Why is it that I will not forget my own property?
为什么孩子就那个几岁的不会忘记呢
？Why is it I won't forget how old my kids are?
因为你看这是很重要的一件事情。
Because you consider those as important.
所以你很郑重。
And you consider them important.
对主的话也那么容易忘掉。
And it's so easy to forget the word of God.
我们听说不够正直。
It's because when we listen, we're not
careful. 我们觉得这个不够清正大的。
We feel that we're just listening to a message.
好多时候把听到当做一个属灵的享受。
Many times we treat it as a spiritual enjoyment.
讲一个故事，好啊。
If a speaker tells a story and says that's a good story.
当做一个属灵的享受。
It's a spiritual entertainment.
当去敬拜去聚会当做一个属灵消遣。
And to go worship the Lord is just entertaining.
叫我们那个心情 relax 一下。
And we will be relaxed in our
spirit. 所以你想看，如果这样的话，我们怎么能不记得主的话语？
If we treat the word of God like this, how can we remember His word?
如果是我们讲这样事情，大家可以记得。
If we say about, if we talk about these people, can remember. We can say, well, how can we become rich?
那个秘诀是什么？
The secret to become
rich. 不要说一点的，七点你都记得了。
If I give you 7 points, you will remember all 7 points.
怎么能往前去？
Now I share with you how we can go forward. How can we have spiritual growth?
就一点都忘记了。
I give you 1 point, and you will forget 1 point.
弟兄姊妹。
我
们对做事情不够正
确。We're not careful.
没有看重主的事情。
We did not deem it as important.
所以我们常常把主的话漏掉。
Therefore, we often miss the word of God.
讲的一些故事我们还记得。
Sometimes we remember the story.
但是主要的话我们。
But the main thoughts we have all missed.
漏掉了。
They're all leaked away.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的很大的难。
This is our
所以你看见那些的爱主的人
you see those people who love the
Lord, 他不仅来读主的话语
they not only read the word of God,
他们昼夜在思想主的话
they consider the word of God day and night
这样人是有福的
God said blessed are these people
这是神所喜欢的
these are people who delight the Lord
弟兄讲到利未记那些洁净的那个牲畜
and our brother shared about the book of Leviticus
他不仅是分蹄都能反刍的
And we talk about the clean animals. They're not only divided hoofs, but they also regurgitate.
反刍就把东西吃下去，然后再会吐出来，慢慢的嚼住嚼。
These animals they regurgitate the food.
当我们聚会这么短短的时间，你没有办法再慢慢的咀嚼。
And we only have meeting for such short period of time. You don't have time to do it.
就怪我说你讲到讲太快了。
And then some people say, well, you speak too fast.
真是那个像水一样，一直流，一直流，一流。
It's like the water that comes down.
我们都来不及享受了。
We don't have time to think about or enjoy.
很可能我们有点难处的。
Maybe we have these problems.
就是因为时间太短了。
But because our time is short.
所以啊，没有办法给弟兄姊妹时间咀嚼。
I don't have time to give it to you.
我们可以把这话再接受下来。
That we can think about these words.
回来之后，回去之后来反刍一下，反刍。
But when you go back home, you can think about them again.
把我们所接受的，我们再来咀嚼。
What you have received this morning, you can chew upon them again.
好，享受一下。
And enjoy them.
你说哪里有时间呢？
You say, how do I have time?
我们弟兄开车的时候就可以享受。
Our brother, when he drives, he will enjoy these words.
他都可以听收音机，当然也可以享受主的话语。
If he can listen to the radio, he can also enjoy the word of God.
要郑重我们所听见这些事情。
Pay careful attention to the word
of God. 第二，不要飘出去。第二是飘的意思。
Second, do not drift away.
什么叫飘呢？
What does it mean to drift
away? 飘就是随着水流。
Drift away is just be gone with the water.
需要用力气的。
You don't need any strength.
若是今天有个树叶子在河里飘。
If there's a leaf today,
这树叶子
the river,
它不需要用力气。
The leaf doesn't have to exert
水怎么流啊？它就怎样跟着走就是了。
Whereas he will just follow the water course.
若是我们坐个船呢、啊，我们随着水流。
If we're in the boat, we just
flow
with the water.
你不需要在陆地划船呐、啊。
You don't need to row the boat very hard.
你让它飘就是了。
Just let it.
飘到哪里就到哪里是了。
It will drift to wherever the water takes you.
那么这就是这里所说的。
This is what it means.
我们没有郑重所听见的话语。
If we do not pay careful attention,
我们就随着水流让它飘去。
We just let it drift.
我们不用力气。
We
我们不肯那儿出代价。
We don't want to.
我们也不肯那儿去操练。
We don't want to exercise.
我们的姊妹说要祷告。
Our sister said you need to pray.
要亲近主。
You need to draw close to God.
那我们弟兄就说，不光几个人要亲近主啊。
And our brother said not only a few.
需要我们大家都来学习这功课。
But everyone must learn to learn the lesson.
若是要教会的丰富。
If the church wants to be rich,
几个人大家亲近主是不够的。
We cannot just rely upon a few people to draw close to God.
我们都在亲近主。
We all need to draw close to God.
都从主那里有所享受。
We all need to enjoy from the Lord.
然后把我们所享受的、所得到的来带到聚会中间来。
And bring what we have gained from the Lord into the meeting.
你就看见那个聚会是丰富的。
Then you will see the meeting is
rich. 可能我们没有讲话。
Maybe we did not say
the word. 那个丰富就那个馨香之气啊，就在那彰显出来了。
But we will see the rich aroma of God.
你进到聚会里面。
You enter into the meeting.
你又觉得主的同在在这里。
You feel the presence of God.
神的爱丰富。
It is so abundant. It is so
thick.
It is so real.
弟兄们，为什么缘故？
Why is it?
不是还没有讲到。
It is not because we've spoken.
主里丰富就显出来了。
But it's because he is here.
因为每个人都把主里馨香带来了。
Everyone can bring the aroma of Christ.
所以整个聚会就满了基督的馨香。
And the entire meeting will be full with aroma.
但是要亲近主啊，需要出代价。
But to draw close to the Lord, it takes effort.
这个我们的姊妹就说要花时间。
Our sister said you need to use time.
要等候。
You need to wait.
我想不要说别的代价，这个代价都把我们都把我们了，这个是都怕了。
We don't need to talk about other prize, but this prize will scare us.
好像在别的时候花点时间呢，是不太要紧。
It seems like we will be able to pay price for other things.
那看看电视啊，花半个钟点、一个钟点都无所谓的。
To watch TV, you pay price and half an hour.
看个打篮球啊，就花几个钟点都可以看赛球。
If you watch the basketball game, you can spend hours.
但是让我们在亲近主半个钟点呢。
But draw close to the Lord for half an hour.
那实在是苦死了。
It is very difficult.
亲爱的兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我也是这样。
I'm the same way.
我刚刚出来服侍主的时候。
When I just came to serve the Lord.
叫我去在扛石头，扛那个石头。
I have to carry the rock.
叫我去在跟着一同去盖房子。
That I have to go build houses.
我都肯花时间。
I'm willing to spend time doing that.
那圣灵感动我，你回到房间祷告吧。
But when the Holy Spirit asked me to go back to room to pray.
就不喜欢那儿祷告。
I don't want to.
一方面觉得太孤单了。
For one thing, I felt very lonely.
另外一方面觉得啊，这个时间好像白费掉了。
And the other, I think it's a waste of time.
不肯出代价。
We're not willing to pay.
我们是顺着水流的。
Because we just.
弟兄姊妹，这就是飘。
This is.
今天在飘，明天在飘。
We drift today and tomorrow.
我们就从年首到年尾一直在飘。
We drift from the beginning of the year to the end of
the year. 没有出代价。
We never pay.
没有在花过力气。
We never use any.
没有在有属灵的追求。
We don't have spiritual.
我们就在听听道就是了。
We just listen.
能够记得就记得，记不得就算了。
If we can remember, fine.
弟兄们说对呀，我们怎么能够长进？
How can we grow this way?
有若是要长进的话，
If we want to grow,
必须要郑重我们所听见这些事。
We must pay more careful attention.
主一直在呼召我们，
God continues
to call us 要往前去，
to go forward.
给我们看见前面个荣耀的目的。
He shows us His glory.
他要带领许多的儿子进到荣耀里面去。
He will bring many sons into glory.
弟兄们，若是我们不向前去的话，
Francis, if we do not go forward,
我们怎么能够进到荣耀？
How can we enter into glory?
怎么能够达到这个神的目的？
How can we enter into God's
presence? 怎么能够进到基督的丰满里面？
How can we enter Enter into His riches.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不能够在那飘来飘去的。
We can no longer drift.
不能够这样随流失去。
We cannot drift away.
我必须要郑重说听见这句话。
We must pay more careful attention.
把我们自己摆在这件事情上面。
Put ourselves into.
不仅记在我们心的里面。
Not only remember the word.
并且我肯出代价。
But willing to pay the price.
我肯在那操练。
Willing to exercise.
因为这太重要了。
Because this is too important.
弟兄们得到地上一点东西啊。
To gain something on this earth.
虽然是很现实的。
Even though it's very real.
但是有一天都要过去。
But one day we'll all pass away.
但是这个我们神所为我们预备产业。
But the inheritance of God.
乃是不能朽坏的。
It's imperishable.
乃是不能衰残的。
It is incorruptible.
乃是不能玷污的。
Blendless.
为我们存留在天上的基业。
It is stored for us.
这是永远的产业。
It is eternal.
这是永远的荣耀。
It is eternal glory.
什么叫永远？
What is eternal?
永远叫永永远远。
Eternal is forevermore.
亲爱的兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这值得我们出代价的。
It is worth for us to pay the price.
比任何的事情都值得。
It's worth the effort.
我们来花代价。
Let's pay the price.
要得到，神所要我们得到。
In order to gain what God has measured for us.
要郑重我们要听见这些事情。
When the sisters pay careful attention to what we have heard.
不要忽略这么大的救恩。
Do not look lightly about this great salvation. If we do.
我们怎能够逃罪呢？
How can we escape?
我们将来在神面前我们站立不住。
We will not be able to stand before God.
我想今天早晨是讲一个。只讲一点好不好？
I think this morning I just share one danger.
那下面还有四点。
And I have four points followed.